Most of us boil an egg for breakfast. Not Dave Arnold. Dave is doing that egg in a circulating water bath at a specific temperature a couple of hundred times over and over to make magic for inventive chefs. His eggs may be elastic or creamy or melting. This inventor and culinary tech expert is the go-to man for the chefs on New York's innovators list. I saw Dave's egg cooking chart in Lucky Peach magazine and wanted to talk to him about it. Dave, good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Dave, I saw your egg chart in Lucky Peach magazine. Now, it has photos of a series of 11 cracked open eggs, and each one has been cooked at a different temperature. Tell me, why did you do this?
Well, a number of years ago when I made the chart, there wasn't really a lot of information available yet on the web about how eggs performed at different temperatures. And kind of one of the biggest movements in cooking over the past 10 years has been the use of precise temperature control, or as we call it, low temperature cooking. Many people think about sous vide cooking. It's all under the same kind of umbrella. We sought to figure out exactly how eggs behaved, and the easiest way to do that is to just do them at every different temperature, repeat the test multiple times, document it, and then put it out there so that anyone who wants to know how to achieve a particular result can do so.
So how exactly did you cook the eggs then?
So what we did is I took three different immersion circulators. An immersion circulator is a piece of equipment that can maintain very accurate water temperatures, typically within a tenth or a couple tenths of a degree, and cooked them for an hour at whatever temperature I wanted to, investigate, and pulled them out, lined them all up, and cracked them all out. And that was it. And, we'd already determined with a bunch of experiments that an hour was a good place to start.
So these eggs, I'm looking at these pictures, these eggs really take on very different characteristics than we're used to seeing in cooked eggs that we do as soft-boiled or medium-cooked or hard-cooked. What did you discover? I mean, give me some examples of the differences in how they looked and how they tasted, the textures.
Okay, well, when you're using extremely precise temperatures, you can get the white of an egg to set up into like a very nice, not at all rubbery, custardy, really is a good way to put it, white that's perfectly formed. You cook it in the shell, by the way,
right,
and then you crack it out and the white is preserved. And that if you have extremely accurate temperature control, you can produce a yolk that is uniformly creamy on the inside. And it's something that you can't possibly achieve normally. Normally, in a nice soft-boiled egg, there'll be a little bit of the yolk that's basically fully set, and the center will be runny. But in these eggs, the yolk almost becomes a uniform sauce that can bleed out. And that temperature is right around 146 Fahrenheit. 2 degrees lower than that, 144 degrees Fahrenheit, and your egg yolk is completely runny, like you would use for a Benedict. And a mere 2 degrees higher than that, up at 149, the yolk is completely set. It's still very soft, but it's completely set. So the entire window for an egg yolk between runny and completely set is only in Fahrenheit 3 or so degrees.
There's a point where you can actually take the egg and roll it out like a sheet of pasta?
Sure. In the range between 149 and 152 in Fahrenheit, you have what we call the Play-Doh egg. And in that range, the egg is malleable, and you can almost shape it like marzipan. You can roll it out.
That sounds intriguing. So how are chefs using some of these eggs?
Well, when I first started doing this, I had an extremely well-respected, by everyone and by myself, by the way, old-school French chef who quipped, that it takes me an hour to cook an egg, whereas it only took him 3 minutes to cook an egg by poaching. And that's true. However, I can cook 200 eggs in that same hour. Every single one is going to be exactly identical with every other single one. I can keep them hot for service, which means I don't have to reheat them when the time comes. So it's incredibly fast to serve them out. And I will never, ever serve an egg that is either cold on the center or has been overpoached so that the yolk is set, which is a classic problem with poached eggs.
Right.
And by the way, 90% of the eggs that you're going to have in a circulator in a restaurant 90 to 95% of them are all going to be cooked at about 144 degrees Fahrenheit, which is a runny egg. And every single one will be hot, and every single one will be safe because they've been pasteurized by the cooking procedure. So you're dealing with a product that is uniform, consistent, delicious, and safe. I don't really see any downsides in that. And you just have these perfect-looking poached eggs, and it's kind of, the first time you do it, you're like, this is just a complete miracle. Like, you can't believe it. It's just a miracle.
Dave, it sounds really quite incredible. Thanks for talking with us.
Hey, thank you.
Dave Arnold is Director of Culinary Technology at the French Culinary Institute in New York. His egg cooking chart appeared in Lucky Peach magazine. Dave cooked his eggs in a circulating water bath, a special contraption that holds an exact temperature for hours. I think it's worth trying this at home with a large pot of water and a thermometer. Just keep the temp as consistent as possible. Cook your eggs for an hour. Now, I'd go for the 151-degree egg. That's the one you can roll out like pasta.